feel good to be out there throwing against the defense and closer to real football?
Oh, yeah. It's great to go out there competing, having some fun, some new faces. But definitely going against the defense is great. It's fun, you know, these past few weeks and doing a little, you know, just teamwork offensively. And but to get out there and compete, get those juices flowing again is always a good thing.
What's your goal for this year, personally?
Just keep getting better. Keep showing these coaches that I've really taken these past 2 years to learn from Alex, learn from Chase, from the coaching staff, and go out there on the field and demonstrate it with my knowledge of the plays, protection, defenses. So every day is really an audition to demonstrate that I've taken full advantage of these kind of, you know, redshirt years, I guess you can say.
That's it. How does a quarterback get better when he doesn't play in the game?
Watch, learn, get reps. At last year after practice, Coach Nagy and I would say afterwards and work on routes. You know, we'd go before games and work on routes and you know, just listen and watch and Chase and Alex every day in practice, in the meetings, seeing how they break down film, how they understand coverages and protections. So not just sitting there and, you know, just mind somewhere else, you know, really honing in, focusing in on what's going on. And that way, you know, I can come out here now and demonstrate that I know the stuff.
How did the dynamics change now that you said Chase is gone? Now, how did the dynamics change for you and Tyler to be the guys to help push Alex? And how's that kind of developed?
And we got to step our game up. You know, that's one thing Chase did a phenomenal job of when he was here is really helping Alex. You know, whether it was game planning, you know, we kind of called Chase like the Mike doctor. I mean, he did a great job of each week understanding the blitz game that defense was going to be bringing. And helping Alex out with declarations, who's the mic, where they're coming based on rotation, stuff like that. So just we have to go there and show Alex, show the coaches that, you know, we can step up into that role of helping Alex out, being his right-hand man.
Can you get a good sense of the speed of the game from playing in practice and as you mentioned, watching, going over film and things like that?
Oh, yeah. And it's been great going against our defense the past couple of years of practice. One of the top defenses, you know, so it's great kind of getting the feel of the game. And last year, it's if you throw a pick in scout team, it's not really a big deal. So you're out there kind of winging it, kind of getting a feel of, you know, I can make this throw, I can't make this throw. So that really has helped me with adjusting to the speed of the game.
How would you compare where you're at now versus where you're at when you first came in here?
Oh, way ahead. Just on the playbook's the biggest thing. You know, when you come in as a rookie and you get this big old playbook and the terminology is just like, you know, I remember my first day, I thought Alex and Chase were kind of messing with me when they were talking about the plays. I'm like, there's no way a play could be that long. And, you know, and you kind of get used to the terminology and understanding it. Now, you know, just being able to get in the huddle and say the play without even having to think twice and understanding the concept and understanding what Coach Reed is looking for every time he calls a certain play makes things a lot easier.
Is Kevin Hogan kind of in that same spot right now with the playbook? And
oh, yeah. I mean, all the rookies are. It's a tough playbook to learn, and he's doing a great job. So far, demonstrating that he's willing to work, willing to learn and get after a little bit.
All right. How much pressure are you putting on yourself to try to get that backup position in number two?
Oh, you got to. I mean, we're all competitors. You know, you can't be in the NFL if you're not a competitor. This is a very competitive league, whether it's with veterans, whether it's with rookies coming in. I mean, everyone's pushing each other, and that's what makes teams better. That's what makes players better is when you have guys push each other to get better day in and day out. You know, you can never relax. You can never have that bad day. So it makes it fun. And like I said, you got to bring your A game every day.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, man.